As I mentioned earlier, this Sunday has a dual identity in the church. It's the fourth Sunday in Advent, and it's also Christmas Eve. And I really love looking at the gospel lessons that correlate with those 2 days, and they have such a strong connection. I couldn't wait to be able to join them together in my thought process for you, because the gospel reading for the fourth Sunday in Advent is about Gabriel announcing to Mary the role she's going to play in God's plan. And of course, the readings that we have heard as the Nativity has been assembled are about the birth of Jesus on Christmas morning. All of the Old Testament prophets were predicting activity of God in the world. All of the prayers of centuries of followers of God have been focused towards a coming. And it came down to the moment that God sent his chief angel to have a talk with Mary. And what a talk. Gabriel delivered the plan for Jesus to be born to a 14-year-old girl named Mary. Can you imagine? She would bear a son, and that son would reign over the house of Jacob forever, is what the Bible tells us. And there would be no end to his kingdom. And now the whole future of creation was hanging on what answer he was going to give to that angel Gabriel. What answer would she deliver? What would she decide? Imagine the angels in heaven gathering around, you know, bending over, listening, holding their breath, waiting to see, what's she going to say? Is she going to do it? What do you think? What's she going to do? You see, they would be anxious because they know about God's arrangement with us about free will. So she could have easily decided either way. We know she had the right to decide. Am I going to decide to go for a life with God or a life on my own? Am I going to make an answer to this request that's about me or about a way that I can actually be part of God's plan for humanity? God's plan is what led to that moment when an angel stood before a teenage girl and asked the question, trying to keep the anxiety out of his voice, probably not trying to shake too much, as he and all of heaven, all the heavenly hosts, and even God would wait for her answer. Will she say yes to being the mother of Jesus? And of course, you and I know what the answer is. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your will. Complete submission to whatever God's plan is, that's what she was signing up for. There seemed to be not even a delay. I mean, there were questions she wanted answered first, like, how is this happening? She chose to live her life for God, and her decision changed everything. There's an Episcopal priest who's written a series of great books. Her name is Barbara Brown Taylor, and she wrote this about this decision of Mary. She said, because Mary said yes, Mary becomes the most important woman in the world simply because she is willing to say yes to an angel's strange proposal without a clue where it will lead her. And aren't we asked to do the same thing? We're asked to say yes to God without having a clue where it's going to lead us. Even though you may have never thought about what God has planned for you, that doesn't mean that God has not already been preparing you to do it. God gives each of us skills and opportunities, and then God patiently waits to hear us say, here I am, a servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your will. I have a priest friend up in Santa Clara Valley. His name is John Bentz, and a few years ago, he received the Bishop's Cross Award at the Diocesan Convention. This is really a big deal in the diocese. When somebody's awarded this huge cross, you would never wear it to the grocery store, you know, but it looks really impressive. And what it says is that the bishop is recognizing extraordinary service. And when he was given that award, he gave a short speech, and it's one, this was probably 5 years ago, and it just stands out so vividly in my mind, his short comment. And what he said was that for many years he was a rector of several churches in Santa Clara Valley, and he was so busy that he was very careful about not overcommitting. He wanted to make sure he could fulfill all of his commitments, and so he often declined invitations to do things. And he said, what I found out, though, when I retired was, I decided, which was like 15 years before he got this award, he said, I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore. My first answer was always going to be yes. That would be my first answer to anything, yes. And he said, as a result, this has been the most exciting experience of my life, being in retirement, when I can say yes. There is a power to saying yes. And I got thinking about some of the yeses that we say, or many of us would say in our lifetime. Yes, I will take responsibility to get a driver's license and drive a car on these crazy roads. Yes, I want to marry you. Yes, I want children. Yes, we will buy this house. Yes, I will take that job. Yes, I want to be your friend. Yes, Lord, I see that this baby Jesus is your decision to be present as a human being who could then live with us and teach us what godly love is like. Yes, Lord, I accept you into my life. And in fact, Lord, I ask you to take control of my life, having no idea where that will lead me. Today we celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. And the joy and the excitement we feel is not because we have not experienced Christmas before, right? That's not what it's about. It is not because it's a new idea that we should celebrate the birth of the Son of God, right? We've already done that before. The joy and the excitement of Christmas is about each of us being given a fresh invitation to say yes, to make that decision to live for God. It's the yes that Mary said. It's the yes that Joseph said. It's the yes that those shepherds said. It's the yes that centuries of Christians have said. Yes, God, we celebrate your Son. We celebrate your love for us. We celebrate having a new chance to hear the story this year of Mary's decision to be part of your plan, and the story of the angels rejoicing at his birth. And we celebrate with all the angels in heaven. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas.